Robot or not.
So we talked about the Transformers. Now I'm gonna throw a curveball at you, which is, I don't know if you remember the Shogun Warriors from the 70s. That was a toy that I had, and there was also a comic book. Or we could go to recent times and talk about the battle mechs in Pacific Rim. These are things that look like giant Transformers, but people are inside them. And is that all it takes to make them not robots?
Shogun Warriors, I had the toy too. Is this the same thing that it was on American TV as Transor Z, but in Japan it was like Manziger Z or something? He's got a big V on his chest, looks kind of like a samurai.
I never saw that. I had the toys and I read the Marvel comic.
Yeah, so there was a television show, and I know there was a ship that flew into his head, and the ship was piloted by a person, and once the ship flew into his head, then he was sort of kind of controlling the thing. And I don't know enough about the Shogun Warriors to make a ruling on that one, but for the Pacific Rim ones, definitely not robots, because those are, again, large vehicles controlled by a human. It's almost, right. and like entirely controlled by, as far as I know, the what were they called? I forget what they were called in Pacific Rim.
Jaegers.
Yeah, they did nothing without people in them. They were not robots at all.
They look like controlling. They very much are inspired by. I mean, this is what happens when you become an age where the people who are making entertainment and approving the making of entertainment are your age. Is there's somebody out there who says, like Guillermo del Toro, who says, you know, the Shogun Warriors were cool. Let's do a movie of that. But the Shogun Warriors, I think, were more robots that could have people inside them or control them, and the Jaegers in Pacific Rim are just, they might as well be airplanes. They're piloted. They're human shaped creatures that are piloted by people. They have no intelligence of any kind.
Yeah. And so, there are many variations in this in Japanese animation, going all the way from, like, you haven't seen Neon Genesis Evangelion, or however you want to pronounce it, which has another mix in there with some bioorganic stuff, but also kind of controlled by a human. Like, they give these large, the giant robots in Japanese animation have varying levels of automation on their own, but they always want to try to mix in some kind of human controlling it, all the way down to the point where, like, you know, you've got Macross or whatever, where there's never even a hint of the machines or anything other than machines.
Well, the show that I watched when I was a kid was the Space Giants, which was a dubbed version of something, according to Wikipedia, called Ambassador Magma. But the idea was they were robots who could turn into rockets. So they would turn from a robot into a rocket and fly around, and then turn back into a robot and fight a guy in a rubber suit. But they were definitely robots, because there was no people involved in any of that, as opposed to something like Ultraman, where Ultraman was a guy who turned into this big Ultraman thing who looked kind of like a robot. He was like styled like a robot. But, you know, he wasn't a robot, because it was just the guy, I think.
Boy, this Space Giants show looks terrible. I feel bad for you. You should have been watching Voltron.
I think it was too early. I mean, I was watching this and whatever.
Should have been watching Transor Z then.
1976 or whatever that Space Giants was. I don't know. And the channel, it was Channel 2 in San Francisco, and they picked it up. I don't know how many shows even aired it, how many channels aired it in the U.S. But I'm sure if I watched it now, I would be terrified by it. But Goldar, Silver, Iron Gam, the robot family. There was a nuclear family of robots. Isn't that sweet? But Ultraman was the Hayata, and he had the beta capsule, and he turned into Ultraman. But I don't think he was a robot so much as sort of like a metal sheened, you know, super guy.
Yeah, it was more like a superhero thing where you turn into the Hulk.
Yeah.
Well, then you turn into a giant robot, but you are you. You're not really a robot.
Yeah. So very few robots here.
Robot or not.